Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Monsanto reported better-than-expected first-quarter earnings today on higher sales of the company's insect-repelling and herbicide-resistant soybean seeds in Latin America. The St. Louis-based company said it earned $368 million, or 69 cents per share, in the 3 months ending November 30th. That compares to earnings of $339 million, or 63 cents per share, in last year's quarter. Revenue climbed 7% to $3.1 billion, driven by sales of its Intacta soybean seeds to farmers in Argentina and Brazil. The biotech-engineered soybean is the company's first product designed for a non-U.S. market. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 115,000 metric tons of soybeans to China during the 2013-14 marketing year, which began on September the 1st. China's bank regulator says it will allow the creation of as many as five privately financed banks this year as part of reforms open to the state-controlled industry and support of economic growth. The China Banking Regulatory Commission also said it will look at lowering regulatory barriers to allow foreign banks more access to China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 16,433, is down 21 points. The NASDAQ is 3552. It's up 3.75. And the S&P 500 is 1830, and it is down 0.25 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
A lot of people are waking up across the Midwest and stepping outdoors today and thinking it's quite warm out there, but temperatures are still in the positive single digits and teens in many areas. That's what happens after bitter cold air dominates the region for a couple of days. It seems warmer than it is, but we are expecting a more significant warming trend to occur across the Midwest as we move forward through the next several-day period. There'll be a minor setback in the upper parts of the region here today and perhaps tomorrow, where temperatures will still be bitterly cold. This morning, negative teens and negative 20s were noted across Wisconsin and Minnesota, portions of eastern and northern portions of North Dakota, and the extreme northeast part of South Dakota. That cold will fester up there for another 24 hours or so, and then after that it will abate, and it will be the last of such bitter cold for a while across portions of the Midwest and the northern plains. Temperatures in many areas will actually get warmer than normal across, most areas east of the Rocky Mountains as we move forward through the weekend into next week. The warm-up will take care of much of the snow cover that's out there. A lot of it will disappear, especially in the central plains and a portion of the lower Midwest. There's some pretty impressive depths out there. It'll take a while for some of the snow to disappear. The warm-up will certainly reduce the energy demand across the region, and we will expect to see one precipitation event of significance, and that one is going to occur as we move from Thursday night into Saturday. During that time period, this storm system will likely overrun many areas from the southeastern plains into the heart of the lower and eastern Midwest, as well as the Delta and portions of the southeastern states. The storm system is perhaps a little bit weaker today than it was advertised to be earlier this week, but it's still going to be a viable system that will produce enough precipitation and enough runoff to maybe cause some localized flooding. The combination of rain and a significant rate of melting snow will likely combine to create the runoff and the potential for a little bit of local flooding. This will be most significant in parts of Illinois, Indiana, and perhaps a few areas to the south into the northern portions of the U.S. Delta. And we're not expecting this to be a major event, but it will be at least a bit of a frustration for those who are still trying to deal with the cleanup from the heavy snows and the bitter cold that has occurred recently. Once the storm system exits out of the Midwest, we will start that warming trend in a more significant manner. And I should point out, on the northern fringes of this particular disturbance that comes up here for Thursday into Saturday, we will see some new snowfall. Most of that will probably occur in places like Iowa and Wisconsin, but there will be several inches of new snow that may accumulate across a part of that region. Iowa, if you recall, is still dealing with some notable subsoil moisture deficits left over from last summer, so the greater the precipitation production is over these next few weeks, the better the start to the spring season may be as far as the moisture profile is concerned with moisture. Now, as we get away from this larger storm system Thursday into Saturday, we will see drier conditions occur across the Midwest thereafter. Maybe drier is not the right word. We'll probably just say a succession of small weather disturbances will move across the Midwest. We'll see some snow periodically across the north, but we won't see any more of that bitter cold that has been plaguing the region. Temperatures out there this afternoon are still going to be quite chilly, though, in quite a few areas. We'll look for the highs in the negative single-digit readings from Minnesota and Wisconsin into the eastern Dakotas. Positive single digits and teens will occur across the remainder of the northern Midwest, while the southern portions of the region will be in the 20s and 30s. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll likely see the temperatures starting to improve in the north, with teens and 20s likely across that region. The south will still be seeing mostly 30s and a couple of lower 40s. And as we move on into the Friday through Sunday period, we'll start to see some better warming take place. By the end of the weekend, we'll see 30s and 40s across the northern parts of the region, with a handful of upper 20s, while we'll see some 40s and perhaps some 50s occurring in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. May hard red winter wheat is 649 and three quarters, up 3 3/4. July, 647 and three quarters, up 3. Soft May wheat is 610 and three quarters, up 3. July, 614, up 2.5. March corn is 426. It's unchanged. July, 441, up 0.5. January soybeans, 1294.5, down 5. July, 1240.5, down 7. January soybean meal, 434, down 60. January soybean oil, 37.24, down 46. February live cattle, 136.52.5, unchanged. January feeders, 167.92.5, down 12.5. And February lean hogs are 85.17.5, and they are down 35. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Dave. We've dug our way out of home and got into the office today.
Well, you have to make a burrow through the snow piles down there from Shelby County up to West Lafayette, Indiana. It's quite a little bit of a hike, and of course it's north-south, and you get the drifting snow as well.
Yeah, drifting was one of the main concerns, and then we're seeing processor bids jump up as they're having a shortage of corn and beans here with this weather pattern, Dave. It's really a slowed movement of farmer grain.
How much do they want to jump it by?
I think you're looking at 20, 30 cents on corn in our part of the world, and it's going to probably last a while because they have to catch up on those days they've lost. I think the other thing to watch for, too, it was a little interesting to know whether or not farmers were going to be in the mood to sell a lot of corn here, as some had thought, in the marketplace as we got into January. So kind of a double whammy here. Farmers didn't sell because they couldn't sell and couldn't move it.
And there is corn sitting there for January delivery.
Right, and the weather is going to improve next week. So we should see that catch up next week. Farmers may be able to take advantage of some quick shift premiums this week. They may have a day or two of decent weather to get out on the roads, but probably next week a lot of grain will move in as the weather improves a lot.
And let's turn our attention to the other elephant in the room, and that's Friday, where we have a bevy of reports and a lot of moving parts.
Absolutely, and I think the market's kind of anticipated negative numbers coming Friday, so maybe the surprise would be if we found something good to make the markets find a base here and go up. A lot of anticipating bigger corn yields come Friday. We've kind of seen the markets look at beans. We've had some really good export business, but we've gone lower. That's probably some liquidation as much as anything. So big report on Friday. See what the USDA has in store for us.
Could U.S. numbers and world numbers equal a wash?
I think that's a possibility out there. when we go forward, I mean, world production has gone up. The bottom line would be the yield number. When we look at our U.S. yield, most anticipate that going up in corn. When you look at the bean side of the equation, you know, they used a 43 yield and we still had a pretty tight carryout. I don't think there's much wiggle room on the bean side. If you want to drop the yield down half a bushel, you really tighten things up. If they raise the yield a half a bushel, it doesn't really add that much to the carryout. So kind of interesting numbers. It may end up being a non-event report, but the market's certainly going to use that information as it goes forward in the month of January to try to determine which direction it wants to go, I think.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you, Dave.
Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace. May wheat, soft May wheat, 611, up 3 1/4. March corn, 426 and a quarter, up a quarter. July, 441, up a half. January soybeans, 1294 and a quarter, down 5 1/4. July, 1240 and a quarter, down 7 1/4. January soybean meal, 43380, down 80. January soybean oil, 3724, down 46. February live cattle, 136.50, down 2.5. And February lean hogs, 85.12.5, down 40. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.